Just moments ago, the Federal Reserve raised short-term interest rates for just the second time since 2006. As expected, the hike was 0.25%, bringing the federal funds rate to between 0.5% and 0.75%. And joining us now is Anne Owen, who is a professor of economics at Hamilton College and former economist at the Fed. Anne, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And we've been waiting for this all year. The last rate hike came last December. What's your reaction to what the Fed has done today?
Well, I think, as you said, it was widely expected that this is what they were going to do. They were going to raise rates by 0.25%. I think there's a couple of interesting things in the announcement, one of them being that they no longer have dissent on the FOMC, on the Federal Open Market Committee. Up until this meeting, they had at least two or three people on the committee dissenting, and this time it was a unanimous decision. So I think that's an interesting thing to look at, that there seems to be more consensus this time.
Does that tell you that there's more concern about inflation down the road, or simply less concern about getting the unemployment rate down?
Well, I think that probably what it means is that they're becoming more certain about the direction that the economy is going in. I believe that the reason for the dissent is that in the last few meetings, there was actually reasonable interpretations of the existing information that would tell you, oh, we shouldn't raise rates or we should raise rates. And I think that what has happened since the last meeting is that more of the information that has come out has been consistently pointing in the direction that the economy is strengthening, and therefore the rate increase is justified.
And one of the things that they said in their statement is the labor market has continued to strengthen and that economic activity has been expanding at a moderate pace since mid-year. Now, when we look at the stock market today in reaction to what's happened, it's pretty flat, up maybe 10 points right now on the Dow, closing in on this record high of 20,000. But what do you think that today's news might mean in the markets? Because after the last hike, there was a lot of volatility.
Right. Well, I think that the interpretation of little reaction in the stock market is simply that the stock market was expecting the Fed to raise rates. So this increase in rates was already priced in to the market prices. The only time there is a reaction in the stock market when there's an announcement is when there's some element of surprise. The odds that the Fed was going to take this action today were actually very high prior to the meeting, so nobody was surprised by this, and that's why you're not seeing a strong reaction.
Do you think that the members of the Federal Open Market Committee who made this decision took into account what just happened in the election?
Well, I think that what they are thinking about is what the expected path of fiscal policy is going to be. And the markets are certainly trying to figure that out as well. One of the things that they mentioned in the statement was that market-based measures of inflation expectations have gone up. The Fed is watching that because when people expect inflation to happen, often those expectations make it happen. And I do think that inflation expectations increased after the election because of the expectation that maybe there will be some tax cuts, maybe there will be some infrastructure spending, maybe there might be a little bit of trade protectionism. All of those actions can cause inflation.
We've been in a period of very low interest rates for so long now. And earlier today, I asked economist Diane Swonk if she thought the Fed was ready at this point to raise rates many times in the next year. Here's what she said.
Well, many times a year is more than once, given we've only gotten once a year Yellen right. for the last 2 years. So I think we easily could see three rate hikes this year. That is three times as many as we had, you know, in 2017 as we had in 2016 or 2015. It's not exactly an extraordinary hike in rates.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, one of the interesting things that the Fed released when they announced the rate hike was they also released what they thought rates were going to be in the future. And I believe that what they released is consistent with the expectation that the most common rate hike that the people on the FOMC believe is appropriate are three more in 2017.
That's Ann Owen, a professor of economics at Hamilton College and a former Fed economist, talking with us about the news out just moments ago that the Fed is going to raise rates by just a quarter of a point today, as expected. The stock market reacting at this moment. It's up about the Dow Jones, up about 20 points at 19,932. We'll continue to follow this story. Ann Owen, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.